prefer a man who is straightforward and tells you he likes you, or someone who holds back and you feel you need to like earn his affection?
I'm straightforward, so like, let's meet each other halfway.
I think definitely straightforward. I would go crazy otherwise.
I prefer someone to tell me up front if they like me.
I like straightforward men. If you're into me, you let me know. We find our way to work around it and see where it takes us.
Like, at least show me something.
I would prefer like him to be in the middle, like a bit both a bit of them. Like, also like to have the mystery element.
I prefer a man who is straightforward, because I prefer this, and I prefer to know all information.
When you hold back, maybe my emotions are also decreasing. I may be very attracted to you, but you're not giving in, so I also start to distance myself. So I prefer a man that's straightforward and honest about his feelings.
I think I would like to date a person who like shows his emotions and not hiding them.
Tell me straight, because I'm just gonna lose my interest if you take too long.
I'm the kind of person that likes people that are straightforward, that earning your affection. Sorry, James Bond.
Lots of guys make this mistake. They think, I want to know how to get good with women, how to make women attracted to me, how I can date women. And so they think the best thing that they can do is to ask women for advice. After all, who knows women better than women? But it doesn't actually work like that, because women don't really know themselves that well. Even if they're well-intentioned, women unfortunately give terrible dating advice. You've probably heard the saying that you don't ask a fish for advice on how to catch fish. You ask a fisherman. Likewise, you don't ask women how to date women. You ask a man who's successful with women. So in the footage that you've just heard, it sounds as though women want men who are open, who are vulnerable, men who share their thoughts, share their feelings, men who don't hide anything, men who don't play any games, men who are just open and upfront and say, I like you. And these women are not outliers, not at all. If you ask most women this same question, you'll get that response. So as a young guy hearing this or getting this advice, he thinks, okay, women want men who are upfront and honest. That's what I'll do. The next woman that I'm interested in, I'm just going to be completely open with her, and that's going to make her attracted to me. It doesn't work. He goes on a date and he's open and emotional with a girl and tells her straight away that he likes her. And he's thinking, right, I'm doing exactly what women told me would work. This is bound to be successful, but it's not. The date doesn't go well. And he's left thinking, what the hell happened? Things are initially going well on the date. You know, he's flirting, they're chatting, she seems attracted to him. But once he becomes emotional and vulnerable, all the attraction just dries up. He doesn't understand what happened. He's tearing his hair out. He's thinking, I followed the advice that women told me. Why didn't it work? Now, in diagnosing what went wrong here, there are a couple of simplistic explanations that you could settle for. One explanation is that all women are liars and they purposely spread misinformation because they like seeing men suffer. They don't want men to be let in on the secrets of what women actually find attractive. That explanation is obviously ridiculous and completely paranoid. And so you think, well, maybe women are not malicious in their intent, they're just ignorant. They lack self-awareness about what they actually find attractive. They're not giving bad advice on purpose, they just themselves don't really understand what's going on. Now that's getting a little bit closer to the truth, but still, it's too simple. This gets a little bit complex, so stay with me, but understand that women aren't lying and they're not technically wrong either. The women are actually telling the truth, it's just that what they're talking about and what you're talking about are two completely different things. You're not actually communicating about the same subject. The essential thing that you need to understand is that when women are talking about men, they're not talking about you. They're not talking about your friends. They're not talking about the average guy on the street. Most men are completely invisible to women. They are totally ignored as potential dating prospects. Women are driven by the instinct of hypergamy. They want to find a high value mate. Women don't date down. Doesn't happen. Goes against their biological instincts. Women want to date up. They want to date someone better than them. They're looking for somebody who they can look up to and admire. No woman wants to date some low value guy as a favor to him. That runs counter to her biological instincts, and it's bad for the species as a whole. When it comes to having children, she wants to combine her genes with a high value man, someone who's strong, confident, independent, masculine, capable. But this is not a video on biology, and this is not a video discussing the morality of hypergamy and its impacts on society. For the purposes of this video, you just need to understand that when you're asking women about dating advice, and she answers how she wants men to behave, how she wants a man to act, she's talking about a top-tier man. In her mind, she isn't talking about a man who is her equal or a man who is below her. She never thinks about that man. He doesn't enter into her calculations. She's thinking about Mr. Perfect. When she talks about men, she's talking about high-value men, the kind of man that she chases, the kind of man that she craves being in a relationship with, the kind of guy who she would feel lucky to be his girlfriend. The reason why this is relevant is because the rules for him are different from the rules of low value guys. She doesn't want the average guy who just reeks with desperation to be staring at her. That makes her uncomfortable. She hates that. But Mr. Top Tier, high value guy, she loves him staring at her. You see, different rules apply to that guy. If he's really wealthy or he's really famous, really successful, he can stare as long as he likes. She doesn't want compliments from Mr. Average Joe. When he comes up and tells her nice things about her appearance, she feels disgusted. She's like, oh, get me away from this guy. But if Mr. Suave comes along, the guy who all of her friends want to date, and he compliments her hair, she is reduced to a giggling schoolgirl. She loves it. It is really impossible to understate the importance of understanding this dichotomy. For women, men are split into two distinct groups. There are the men above her, the men that she wants to date, the men that she looks up to and admires, and then all the rest, all of the men who are beneath her, the men who are invisible to her, the men who she would never consider dating. You should also know that for the average woman, the percentage of men who she considers above her as worthy dating prospects is very, very small. It's a fraction of a fraction. Most men have zero chance with her. She doesn't consider them as legitimate dating prospects. Now, the important thing to understand is that even though the percentage of men that she would possibly consider dating is very, very small, because all of her attention is always on those men, that's who she answers about. That's who she considers when she's talking about men and how they should behave when it comes to dating and relationships. The rest aren't factored in. They're not even technically ignored. They're actually invisible. She gives them zero thought. So when you ask a woman, how should a man act when he's flirting with a girl, when he's trying to date her? Should he be a bit more closed off and mysterious? Or should he open up and be honest about his feelings? When she's considering how to answer, she isn't thinking about some lower value guy, the kind of guy who she would ordinarily ignore, and think, what could that guy do to change my mind, to suddenly make me notice him, to make me suddenly attracted to him? She never thinks about that guy. She's thinking about the top tier high value man, and she's wondering, how do I want that guy to act? How do I want him to behave? When you understand this, I mean, when you really understand this, this actually clicks in your brain that they're only talking about a certain type of guy, suddenly their responses start to make sense. When you watch that footage again from the beginning of the video, you see why they're responding the way that they're responding. The reason that they want the man to open up and to be vulnerable and emotional is because when they're thinking about top tier, high value man, they already feel like the less valuable ones, the less powerful ones in that dynamic. She's thinking, this guy is so amazing, he's so impressive, and I'm just me. And so she's feeling nervous, she's feeling insecure. Feeling the way that she does around a guy like that, she's desperate for any kind of validation or reassurance that he likes her, that he finds her attractive and desirable. Of course she wants that guy to open up and be honest about his feelings, because in her mind, that's just closing the gap. She was feeling insecure and vulnerable in this context where he is clearly the more valuable one, the more powerful one. And this validation helps her feel a little bit less anxious. And so you see, she's not really lying. She says that she wants a man to be open and upfront with his feelings, and that is true. It's just that it's only true for a certain percentage of the male population. That percentage that she feels is above her, the percentage that she would chase in order to get into a relationship. If you're that guy, if you are Mr. High Value, top tier, every woman finds me absolutely adorable and wants to be my girlfriend, then yeah, it's probably good advice. Be open with your feelings, because they're already finding you so intimidating that unless you make some effort to meet them halfway, you're just going to scare them off. But if you're not that high value guy, which most men are not, then that advice is absolutely terrible. If you're just a regular guy and you've got some positive attributes, a few downsides as well, but fundamentally you're a decent person and you have some attractive qualities, you don't want to be following these girls' advice. Sure, being open and honest about your feelings is going to give them a lot more data to begin with that they don't even need to work for, so they can decide quickly whether or not you're attractive and whether they should invest any more time in you. So it's very convenient and time-saving for the woman's part, but from your perspective, it's terrible for generating attraction. Ignore what these women are saying, because when they're talking about men, when they're talking about how a man should behave, they're probably not talking about you. You should hold back at the start. Keep your feelings to yourself. At the beginning, you want to be a bit more mysterious and work at generating some attraction, because you need to communicate to her in some way that you are a high value guy and that she would be lucky to be with you. Then, and only then, when you are certain that she is attracted to you, that she sees you as a high value guy, then it's appropriate to start opening up and sharing your feelings. But before you do that, it needs to be absolutely clear that she likes you, that she is invested in you. Remember, women do not date down. They want to believe that they're getting a good deal. They want to believe that they are dating a man of higher value than them, a man that they would need to chase. If you share your feelings first, then you have just admitted that you want her before she's admitted that she wants you. And that is the wrong frame to be in order to generate attraction.